Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
That's what we call timing, folks. I am Big Fuzz on the Darren Copeland Experience. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great time on this cool and rainy Wednesday. Hump day, as Darren would say. Hump day. We've been talking. We've been all over the place tonight. We've been doing a little bit of research into grasshoppers. That's a thing. Somehow going from crickets to Buddy Holly to Mickey Mouse's brutal nemesis, Fred or Pete or whoever he is. Somewhere along the way, we have been talking about the Colorado Rockies, who, by the way, if you weren't paying attention, did get in a game today, even though it was rain delayed. They beat the Cubs 3-0, another brilliant pitching performance by the rookie Senzatella. Had a no-hitter going into the seventh until he let up a line drive double to break it up. But
it was Germán today, wasn't it?
It was Germán. What did I say? Senzatella? Yeah. So it was Germán Marquez.
Yeah.
I said Senzatella would pitch today.
It's the Marquez of Queensbury.
It's Germán Marquez. Thank you, Alex, for correcting me, because they would
Germán
have been like,
Germán Marquez,
what?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he just pitched. So now I've got to look up, because I
wanted tomorrow?
Who goes tomorrow?
I think it's Chatwood.
We're here, right? The Rockies
Yeah,
are
the
here.
Rockies are here hosting the Red Hot.
They are pretty hot right now. So I wanted to bring up something. You remember Fernando Valenzuela, right?
Yes.
That goes way back.
Yes.
I saw a documentary on Fernando Valenzuela not long ago. What?
Oh, you had to bring up Fernando Valenzuela. Okay, go.
Okay. So I saw a documentary on Fernando the other day, and they were talking about how he came in. Like, they were like, oh, he's a good pitcher. You know, he scuffled a little bit in the minors, but they thought he had the good stuff. So they bring him up, and he pitches the first few games, and all of a sudden, all of Los Angeles is like, who is this guy?
Fernando Mania.
Yeah. Like, 6-7 games in, they're going crazy. And I was watching the game today. Germán Marquez, who had the no-hitter going.
Germán the German,
which is
oh
funny.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. See, I make up good nicknames.
That's a terrible nickname.
Germán the German?
It's a terrible nickname. He's not German. If he were German, that'd be a great
nickname. But Germán the Venezuelan doesn't rhyme.
Right. Right, I get it. Germán the German.
But see, it's because Germán or German? So anyway, go ahead.
So
Germán, not German, Venezuelan.
Germán, not German. There you go.
Yeah.
Actually, that is the Germán, not German.
Germán, not German.
That's perfect.
I'm going to start using that right now.
That is fantastic. So I was looking, and actually, Herman's stats are not nearly what I thought they were.
Oh, he got shelled.
He's 1-2 with
an ERA
4-8.
He got crushed by the Washington Nationals.
With a whip of 129, but
the whip of 129 is good.
That is really good, yes. That's fantastic. But I was looking at Senzatella, and I think that's why I made that comment, because he was on my brain. Let me read you his stats, if I can find them.
Okay.
Here we go. Antonio Senzatella, record of 5-1.
Yep.
ERA of 2.8. 2.8.
Yep.
24 strikeouts.
Can I tell you that Ubaldo Jimenez, when he finished third in Cy Young that year, was finished with a 2.88 ERA.
Which is exactly what Senzatella has right now. If let's just say the New York Mets or the Dodgers or Chicago had a pitching staff that included Senzatella, Germán Marquez, Freeland, and Atwood. Not to mention Gray.
Chatwood,
not Atwood. Not to mention Gray, who's really only pitched 1.5 games.
Yeah, but is your start, is your best.
He's our best pitcher.
I told him he shouldn't cut his hair.
Right? It's like Hercules. But if you take this staff and put him on the staff of any of those major league cities, Chicago, either of the New York teams, L.A.,
yeah,
or even San Francisco.
Yeah.
Do you know how much ink and airtime would be devoted to this amazingly talented young starting pitching staff that ESPN and Sports Illustrated and Yahoo Sports and Bleacher Report, they'd be going nuts over these guys right now.
I know they would. I know they would. And they don't. And
they haven't. They're just not paying. There's not been one
word
written about these
guys. Do you realize that Ubaldo Jimenez here?
Yes.
Pitched it with a 2.88 season and finished third in the Cy Young.
Yeah, and what's really frustrating about that is the national press will poo-poo the hitting stats here. They'll be like, oh, well, it's the Rockies, they just can't hit anywhere but in Coors Field and blah, 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 blah. They're hitting better on the road this year than they are.
Lots better on the road, by the way.
But they just poo-poo all the hitting stats here at Coors Field. And yet, at the same time, they don't give any credit to pitchers who actually pitch well at Coors Field.
I know.
They just don't. They refuse to do it. And I don't get that.
Well, I can tell you why. Just this morning, if you've been reading the preview on ESPN about the Rockies and Cubs today, the preview was all about talking about Kyle Hendricks, the Cubs starter, and what he needed to do to pitch well at Coors Field because it's such a terrible place to pitch. It is since 1995 that people have been pitching here, okay?
Yeah.
And since about 2007, since they've had the humidor, right? It is not as difficult to pitch here as people think. It's still a big ballpark, don't get me wrong, but it is not as difficult as it used to be, but everyone will still ask these questions about this ballpark, and they freak out. They freak out, and every time it's almost like, it's like just gag reflex every time someone comes in here to talk about the ballpark. And to me, it's the best thing that could happen to the Rockies, but they don't take advantage of it.
You need to have pitchers with the right mindset, and it seems like 25 games in or 35 games in, they have those pitchers who just don't care. They just don't seem to care about the altitude or the big outfield. They know they've got a good defense behind them. And I think that's what makes these guys much more confident is you've got one of the best defensive infields in baseball right now. And our outfield's not bad either.
Well, and you have guys that don't care. I have all these, I hate to be this guy where it's like, I know people. But when I talked to Sensatel today, I said, well, who does Marquez remind you of? He's like,
Hold on a second. Here's the name you dropped. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Just make sure you don't
Mick Jagger once told me it's never a good name. I asked him, I said, what does he remind you of? And he's like, he doesn't remind me of anybody. He reminds me of the first Herman Marquez, and I'm the first Antonio Sensatel. And I said, you guys are going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be awesome. Because that's the perfect attitude to have here. And I felt bad for Kyle Freeland because in his game, because he was getting squeezed a little bit, as rookies do. And this is what makes it even more spectacular, is that our rookie pitchers have been getting squeezed by umpires on a regular basis. Kyle Freeland was getting squeezed in that night doubleheader, but he was nibbling. You can't nibble. You just got to throw the dang pitch over, throw the fastball, because you've got a 30% chance of them hitting it. You got a 70% chance of them not hitting it, even if you're just throwing it straight over the strike zone. So dang it, and let the chips fall. If you can be a pitcher who says, dang it, I'm going to throw it over the plate, let the chips fall where they may, and I'm going to throw strikes, you're going to be successful here.
Well, you've got to be what Herman did today, aggressive. He went after guys today. He wasn't throwing four pitches.
Four pitches.
Okay, he threw a curve?
Threw a curve, a devastating curve. He threw a fastball.
I know those two.
He threw the changeup, and then he threw a slider to keep people, according to Hanahan or whatever the catcher's name is. He said to me, among a group of others, that we were throwing it just to keep people off balance.
Well,
I know people.
Yes, you do.
Just not well. I know of people.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.